these days of SSDs and incredibly quiet hard drives and multiple computers in the same room, it is sometimes very difficult to know when anything is happening. Do you find that? Laptops aren't so bad, you can still do the blindy thing and pick it up and put the whole thing to your ear and look like a complete twerp. Assuming that is that your laptop doesn't also have an SSD. But in the case of my newly built, not really new anymore, but last November, built desktop, there's an SSD for a main drive, and there's a 500 gig secondary drive in there. And I don't always know when it's booting or when it's doing anything of use. I bought a light probe the other day from Computer Room Services, Steve Nutt and Angie Nutt, great people them both, shamelessplug.net. And I got it because, well, I wanted one and it was cheap, and I thought, well, every blind person should sort of have one, a bit like light bulbs and screwdrivers, although the two are not synonymous. And I thought to myself, well, what can we put it to? What uses can we put it to? And if you've never used a light probe before, it basically converts light into sound. So that shows that there's not much light. If I point it at the sunlight outside, you get this high-pitched squeaky noise. That's great. Most of you probably use them in science classes and in schools and probably have one of them yourself. But have you ever thought of using it on the hard drive light of your computer? As I'm about to show you now, that is quite useful. There's the power light of my machine, which is almost as bright as the daylight was, and it's hard to line up because it's on top of the case at a very strange angle. So if I have to take a little while to get it right, please excuse me. But when it is right, you'll hear a ticking almost every second as Windows seems to access drives every second. And it's quite regular. And I can't hear this drive even when I put my head to the case, and also the case is under my desk at a very, very awkward angle. So to make the hard drive make a lot of noise, I thought I would boot into my Mac OS 10.8.3 VM and see what occurs so that you can hear it and see how useful it is. We're not rebooting Windows for this test, although I could do that as well. But booting another operating system inside of an operating system is as good as making the hard drive spin and work for their money. So hold the button down, lean like a contortionist, and press this button. You'll know when it's booted because you'll hear macOS talk. That light is pretty much on permanently at this stage, although it will go off and on as weather permits. You can almost hear the drive noise through the light, can't you? It's quite amazing. That's pretty much constant access, it would seem, and a steady read. And the Mac is booted. And in a minute, that drive will go quiet again, look dormant, I suspect, when it gets bored. It's launching my Twitter client. I could, of course, start using it at this point, but I just wanted to show you what it would be like if I just let it run out and become normal again and quiescent. Hopefully this won't go on for too long, because that noise is incredibly irritating. Are you finished? Yes, you've calmed down again. For the most part, anyway. So that's what a light probe can do for you. I have had more trouble lining it up with my laptop's lights on the front of it, but I just haven't spent enough time doing so. So when you have all these machines that you think, this is not booting, and because it's an SSD, you switch it off and it breaks even more because you did that, try a light probe. You might actually find it useful. I also have another machine over there to my right, which is my server machine. And it has a much easier accessible light, but because it's already on and doing things, I thought I'd use this desktop as a demonstration today. Hope you found that somewhat useful.